another DoNotGod.com video presentation. So I was thinking about what am I doing? You know, I'm making these videos, okay, with the intent of provoking thoughts in people's heads that will inspire them to think more, whatever, accurately. Yeah. Honestly is tricky, because people are honestly deluded, I suppose. You know, they've made honest mistakes in their education. They're honestly ignorant, you know, so, but anyway, that will, you know, give them a little, better functionality in terms of what they defend or advocate for, or what buttons they push, you know, on the human race. And it sort of got me thinking about, you know, in certain times in my life, I've had to play the role of advisor. You know, this is, you know, sort of the friend thing, I suppose, in some respects, where you're taking interest in somebody's life and their problems, and, you know, you offer, you know, advice, you know, solutions to their problems. And so one of the things, you know, one of the pieces of advice I'd give after, you know, halfway through these conversations, I suppose, with the modern mystic and about how the brain works and all of that crap, one of those key things was this realization that, you know, we can't do anything, you know, in a sense, to change anything. We can, you know, we have control over nothing, and all we can control, ironically, are other people. I mean, I can't control me, but I can, in this bizarre way, control other people. I can change their destiny. Can't do, you know, I mean, the destiny's already written, but I'm just saying, I can't, you know, I can't manifest anything but a reaction. And that reaction becomes an action in the world, and that action has the, you know, keeps the chain, the links of the cause and effect in place. So once you have this idea that that's what you're doing, that you're playing the role of triggering, okay, the world, and then the world will be triggered, and then it'll react to you. So the sort of the argument, the advice was to people is that you can't control what somebody else is going to say or do. You can only control, quote unquote, how you're going to react. I mean, that's the part you can control. That's the part that's inside of you, is your reaction. And if you can just understand that, you know, there's just a truth that certain reactions aren't going to get you a positive reaction from the world. And I think it's a good, it's a very, at least interesting idea, that once you have that thought in your head, if you have time to think in a circumstance, yeah, you can start calculating whether it's worth it to say anything and all of that stuff, because you're saying, you're starting to calculate what the game is going to do in response to what you're doing. So it's like you're playing chess or something, right? I mean, you can't control their moves, you can only control your moves. You can only control what you do. You and controlling are both kind of mushy concepts, but anyway. So in thinking about that, then I thought about, you know, my own inability to implement this insight, you know, because it is difficult. It's difficult to let people get away with saying things you think need a reaction to. It's difficult to say, oh, fuck it, you know, don't react, because reacting just won't get you anywhere. It'll be too expensive in the long run, kind of thing. The principle is nice, but screw it, because it's not pragmatic, it's not practical to have a principle, to have, to oblige, you know, conformance. To what you think is your entitlement to a certain kind of respect or something else. Somebody disses you. Now, clearly, in my past, I would argue I haven't implemented, you know, a very good strategy in arguing with the world, because there's too much animal still in me, and it's, you know, the animal's strong in him, I go into a defensive mode and protect my territory and all that kind of crap, and I should just maybe let it go. So that also relates to the fact that I have not a compulsion about it, but it's not like a compulsive disorder, but I like speaking my mind, and I really hate being inhibited. I hate having to condensate myself, reduce myself, bow to social convention that's bullshit. You know, that's just nonsense. Miss manners kind of stuff. No, I will not, because you say so. You know, stick my pinky out when I'm drinking or something. I'm not going to do certain things, and I'm not going to be controlled by them, because I find it so offensive, personally, to have to be bothered with that crap. I understand legitimate things. I can't fart in your face, and I can't, you know, I understand trespasses. I don't understand where other people want to invade your life, you know, like the abortion people or some other thing. They want to tell me what the truth is and what I have to see when I look at a fetus. Oh, fuck you. Right? I don't have to see what you see, you retards. It's a fucking fish, you jackasses. Fuck you. You eat it for dinner. Okay? You eat things a lot more sophisticated for your fucking dinner. You fucking idiots. I mean, that's all, you know. Now, that's not very constructive as a reaction by me. I mean, protesting is one thing. Protesting with F-bombs is another thing. And that's the part I haven't been able to integrate. So, in spite of the fact that I know I'm playing chess, I'm playing with a very triggerable game, okay, that as soon as if I F-bomb, or I do this, or I do that, the stupid game is going to have a preposterous overreaction, and the little trolls are going to get a bent penis, and they're going to be all fucked. You know, they're not going to know what to do. They're going to spin in circles and, you know, do their mullah jihadi bullshit. So in a sense, that's sort of almost an impossible position to be, because everything in my nature says, fuck this, okay? If I want to talk about the Holocaust, or I want to talk about race, or I want to talk about pedophilia, I want to speak my mind, yeah, I want to do that. I have honest opinions, and I should be able to express them without this world, okay, you know, shitting its little panties. That's just bullshit. Yeah. There's so many cases. The thing that came up in some of the physics arguments, right? Physics arguments is, you know, these people keep saying I threatened a judge, and, you know, I did all these things. I got put on a watch list. And if anybody is just even the tiniest bit fair, all I said to the judge was you're violating my constitutional rights. And then I appealed to the Fifth Circuit Appeals Court, a federal appeals court, and I won completely. The judge was found completely guilty of being an asshole and thrown off the case. I mean, I didn't threaten anybody. I didn't do anything wrong. I called the judge in a YouTube video, I called him a fucktard. How is that a threat? I mean, I can't call the president a fucktard? Who can't I call a fucktard? I mean, is it really this idiotic? And just because, okay, this is the triggerable world. These are all people spinning around, you know, because they have they're imbalanced because their micropenis is so small, that they can't find any stable ground to stand on, and so they're all upset, and they'll just attack anything for any stupid reason. you know, they're just using it to their advantage, right? Because they can't win the argument, they can't argue the actual subject, so instead they have to propagandize and lie. And call saying somebody is a fucktard is a threat. So yeah, how do you win? You know, what's the, you know, is there any possible balance to, oh, I'm supposed to get rid of this. I just noticed that that's not supposed to be there. My bad. The cameras are reversed for some other dopey reason that I'm not going to fix. But anyway, does it really matter? Who knows if it matters? That's the problem, right? You don't know which one of these little conventions you have to be obedient to is going to be important to people. You know, the thing that, the, you know, again, they're going to be triggered by. So even, well, you know, I don't even dress appropriate. It's a girl's shirt I'm wearing. Who cares? Is that important to you people? I mean, it's just so ridiculous, the stuff that does trigger the world, that you're almost saying, what, I really have to calculate in a swamp of turd and figure out how turds are going to react? I mean, you know, it just makes the whole thing seem so futile and stupid. Like, why would you attempt intelligent conversation? These people can't have that. They're reactionary pieces of shit. They'll never come close to fair fighting or giving a shit about facts because they're all agenda little whores, you know, and that's all they care about is their, no matter how corrupt and no matter how evilly done, they win. They really will throw your vote in the toilet if it means they get to win. It really is, you know, it really is. It's just, it's not a good circumstance to be in. So yeah, I have this notion that, yes, I'm supposed to be playing chess, but I can't play chess with shit, okay? It just isn't going to work. The shit is irrational and crazy and stupid, and it does things that I just don't want to pretend people are this corrupt and evil. Because if they are, I can't possibly have an intelligent conversation. So what's the fucking point? You know, it's futile. Just give up. And then I say, quite logically, this is the only board to play on. I have to play whatever game it is this board is playing. And so I have to resign myself to it. So I'd say, you know, in hindsight, yes, I shouldn't have spoke my mind about different subjects because the little triggled, you know, the little people living for their fake notions of reality, and the hypocrites, of course. I mean, you know, all the religious hypocrites don't give a shit about children, don't give a shit about people in terrible conditions, don't give a shit. And then they're worried about fetuses, the soul of the poor fetus. You know, but they'll throw a kid in a ratty orphanage. You know, they don't give a fuck. Yeah, it's just the gross duplicity. You know, they're just defending their fable. You know, and forcing everybody to salute their god. You have to salute. You have to pledge allegiance to God. And if you don't do your little speech every morning, like in, you know, I actually grew up in a period where you were obliged to do this thing. You were obliged to stand up and crush your heart and promise to God that you're going to love your country. I mean, you know, why? Because morons who found a way to get through the war without getting killed, you know, want to heroize themselves and force us to constantly see them in their little patent suit, you know, being our great savior, and they didn't pay shit price. Anyway, I just, you know, can't opine about the, you know, egomaniacal, self-indulgent horseshit of the war veterans. You know, you know, who watched the other guy get killed. didn't bother them much, and they want to live in that forever. Oh, fuck. No, you can't opine about that. So you can't really say anything about anything in a kind of honest way. I mean, some subjects I've gotten away with surprisingly little, whatever, back shit. You know, like the Native American one always comes up to me. You know, again, it's another subject where people will take me completely the wrong way. I thought Indian culture was great in some ways, you know, admire it and appreciate they were here first and all of those things. But I also understand that they were primitive. And the fact is if the Europeans didn't come and destroy all the North American cultures, guess what? You know, the South American Indians were going to do it anyway. You know, the Aztecs, all these, you know, these giant civilizations that were forming were going to take over, just like Rome, you could argue, and they were going to exterminate the cultures. Okay, you know, and then eventually a race. You could say that the Indians did have racial differences. There was like a Western box turtle and an Eastern box turtle. You know, there was a real difference because they did have separations like the Mississippi River and different things that just made it, you know, implausible that there would be much genetic transfer between the Pueblos and the Mohicans or something. So anyway, but you can go into all that. It's, you know, it's interesting and it's a real subject. But there's people who just are so myopic that all they can see is the one trespass and they don't recognize that, you know, the thing was going to blow up anyway. All you can do is change whether it blows up now or 10 minutes from now. So in some ways, that applies to another level of conversation about our culture and its evolution. And what people are clinging to is some idea that they're propagating their children into, I guess they think, some sort of better future. And there's so little evidence that there's any hope that it's a better future. All of our sci-fi films kind of introduce all of these dangerous elements that are going to exist in the future, and much of it has to do with pretty much, you know, the same sort of argument that all you're going to do is watch the Comanches die. You know, slowly but surely they're all going to be, you know, the real thing isn't going to exist anymore. It's all going to come out of a bottle. You know, just like you could argue blue eyes is going to disappear and blonde hair is going to disappear. These things are all going to be just eradicated from existence in the future, because the trend line is so strong, you know, in other directions. The Romans are coming, so to speak. You know, I could argue the Idiocracy is coming. Yeah, it seems like it's well past already here, but it's getting more and more powerful. And, you know, the evidence is in so many little things. I mean, the whole idea that we're, you know, we're sitting here, you know, in this obvious housing bubble. I mean, here it's just gotten a little bit ludicrous. I mean, how housing prices are almost double, you know, in, you know, 3 years. Just silly prices, and you're just saying, who's financing all of this crap? I mean, just insane, bad. You just can't, you know, people can't be buying all this shit with cash, you know, especially in this shitty place. You know, it's just no way. It doesn't make any sense. So, I mean, you know that, you know, the bankruptcies are coming again, the same frauds, the same fakery, and we don't have gimmicks enough. There's no other gimmick, you know, that's going to get it fixed. So even that is sort of a bleak fact. It's just hanging over the head of anyone who's thinking at this moment, oh, I so much would love to have a child, blah, 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 blah. A baby, a toy, okay? I mean, it's just like they're buying it at, you know. I mean, shopping is fun, right? You can go out to shop and buy little things and
ooh, I have a little thing.
Ooh, it's a nice little thing. And bit, 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 bit. It's a nice little, you know, press a little button. And you know, fun, fun, fun. And that's all people are doing, you know, with this having kids thing. They're just imagining what fun they're going to have with their little flashlight. Yeah. And maybe it goes, again, you can't say this kind of stuff, but maybe it goes to some slight perverse motivations. Because you do have to ask the question, what the fuck? I mean, you really want to just play little patty cake games with children, right? I mean, you're a little bit, you know, because frankly, if you honestly think about having a kid and all of the heavy responsibility, I don't see how anybody who isn't got a real boner for it would bother. I mean, no way. So, you know, can't even figure out, I mean, without being somewhat suspicious of people's motivations, what exactly it is they want to do. I mean, I'm not saying they want to rape their kids, but maybe they just like rubbing its piney or something. I don't know. What the fuck is the, you know. Just, I totally don't get it, but I don't get a lot of things, okay? I don't get, you know, I could go through all of the things that people apparently do, you know, in their little kinky private lives, that, yeah, I sure as fuck can't understand. But I can't even understand, you know, you look at people and you just say, no, sorry, I don't know, I don't even know how they do the, I don't even want to see, I don't even want to imagine, you know, how they perform this act of reproduction. Ew. Yeah, ew, that hurt. Anyway, all right, so I'll take a little pause here, okay, and collect whatever starts bouncing around. See, inside your brain, it's doing the same thing as it's playing another game of chess. You know, one piece of you is playing against another piece, and they're throwing crap at each other and seeing what sticks. You know, how reactive the other side can get, and it's, you know, the same kind of action reaction to the different sides of you. The monkey, you know, throws a banana, you know, and the intellectual says, well, that's very nice of you. Are you giving me a banana? Or, well, did you throw that banana with maliciousness? No, why are you upset? You know, he starts doing therapy. Anyway, but yeah, that's, you know, that's part of the game, you know, we're stuck playing, is the inside game, and then there's the outside game. And, frankly, they're both games we really can't do anything about. Even when we know we're in a game. Because part of playing the game is knowing you're in a game. And that's all part of your gameplay. So, but regardless, it seems really interactive. Okay, like, you know, like, it isn't just because, you know, an asteroid hit the Earth 500,000 years ago, I just said that sentence. And if the asteroid hadn't hit, I would have said some other sentence. I mean, those are just facts. Okay. I probably wouldn't be here saying the sentences, you know. Or I, obviously, everything would have changed. So there can be dramatic changes and then tiny changes. And they're all based on other people changing things because somebody else said the word in a speech somewhere, and then the word becomes, you know, a meaningful and powerful word. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Pause. All right. So, now I could argue there's so many different kinds of people, and I can, you know, in each video I could argue just to black people, and I could, you know, try to integrate and hit themes that are important for people who are immersed in, let's say, black culture. Then I could talk to black people who are completely unimmersed, okay, and they're, you know, attempting to aspire to be culturally consistent with some other ideal, some ideal that's more about, detail and engineering or something, or some, something that seems quite abstract from the rest of that culture. So you could just do the same thing with like East Coasters versus West Coasters versus the shit in the middle. Yeah, it really is shit. Everything in the middle is shit. Where they can't even speak the same language and they can't eat rational foods and, the whole thing is just like, what the fuck are you people doing? Anyway, just too strange. I suppose for a while there was some concept of a Midwesterner who was sort of, kind of the same as a Massachusettsian or something. But these are just real differences, And so there's also people out there who you figure, okay, they would appreciate truth. They would appreciate somebody being honest. They find it intriguing and interesting, when that's their kind of fetish. You could even argue that's the kind of thing that sort of gets them stimulated and interested, is if people are honest. And they say something bold and honest and don't worry about convention, calling them a terrorist or a threater, a villain of some kind. So I was thinking about things that, frankly, I don't talk about, or I don't know if I've ever said it before. I probably said something close. But it's it's just a fact that I'm totally uninterested in propagating your existence. I mean, every notion I have of some kind of human living in the future is a notion of some kind of human like me. I have just no interest in saving your culture or your crap. I mean, if Louisiana blew up tomorrow, I can't honestly say I give a shit. I mean, there's nothing inside of me that says, oh shit, the Louisianians are gone. I lived in Louisiana, so don't get me wrong. It's not like I don't have some affection for the climate anyway. But yeah, the people were cruel, ignorant, smelly pigs. frankly, it's just horrible. Everything was tied on a rope and hung from a tree. I mean, they just cruel, brutal people. Anyway, bad thinking back. I'm just saying that in all honesty, right, it's just this whole thing where I've sort of described, if we were just going to take six people and put them in a spaceship and create civilization on Mars, and yeah, you pick six people that are diverse enough for me. If one of them doesn't even look like me and one of them doesn't even talk like me, why the fuck am I going to finance that? I mean, why would I say, oh yeah, I got to do that? Take a short pause. All right, let's see if I can get back to where I was, which was basically saying, yes, your life is not interesting enough to be part of my narrative. In any other way than out of respect, or because I think about it and I say, okay, it's another brain. Yes, it's important that it gets whatever it wants. Its little story it's telling is important. But I don't, the fact is I don't viscerally, okay, by my very nature, imagine your story. I just imagine mine. So if I was in a virtual reality, I wouldn't care if the other people were real. I wouldn't care if they had their own stories. None of that would matter. Just what am I getting out of it, and how does it fit into my narrative, my perfect day? And frankly, that's it. So again, why would I invest anything in your future? I mean, I don't mean I would not respect the fact that you're sensitive creatures and I wouldn't let you get out. I'd push you out of the way if a car was coming. I mean, I'd prevent harm coming to you because I know that's important. But there's nothing. I don't know it's important because my nature tells me so. The monkey, he doesn't think it's important at all. It's just the intelligent part knows this is the, you know, right thing to do. Now, I might say that it's more visceral for a cat or a kitten. I'd probably have a more visceral need to protect a kitten than I would you. Just saying, you're just not very appealing. The kitten's very appealing, very... That's a little story that needs to be completed correctly, you know, almost. The monkey likes cats. Okay, it likes little animals and wants to protect them, and it really just doesn't give a shit about humans. It doesn't find them at all worthy of anything. And frankly, that's how I always was. I mean, I never sat on this planet saying, gee, I didn't wish to be other people, and I didn't wish to live their life, and I didn't do any of that. I just wished my story to be corrected. You know, the things that were annoying and stupid in my life go away. But I really didn't want to remake me by modifying you, you know, kind of thing. I didn't want to put my head on your body or any of that kind of crap, you know. My brain in your body, or I didn't want any part of you, you know, them, it, you know. And frankly, I still don't, but at least now I have a whole bunch of knowledge about the fact that you're probably in much the same position. Your fantasies aren't fantasies about how all the other people are made so happy and blah, 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 blah. You know, they're probably really not about that. Yeah, you know, it's probably something much more, you know, where you get to be the winner and you get to do this and you get to do that, and you know, things work out for you. It's not a story about them. So I'm just saying, if this is, you know, if this is the true function of brains, I mean, I'm just saying, if the human character innately, if this is not a totally uncommon statement about how we really feel about each other, and I think it really is a true statement. I think the Muslims would be perfectly happy if all of us dropped dead, okay, and the whole world was Islam and all of that kind of crap. And it's just a lie to say they could have any, you know, that they'd shed any tears because all the Christians are gone. That wouldn't bother them. You're just in the way. And I, you know, you could just say that about all this cultural diversity shit that we're all supposed to pray to, the cultural diversity. And it's just so unnatural. It's not very logical either. What we should be praying to is efficiency and functionality, productivity, you know, words that could actually mean something, not just whatever, fat and stupid. Oh, okay, let's admire that because it's a culture. And again, this is, you know, this, it's a slightly challenging subject. I mean, I've often argued, okay, it's like, I really don't have to have any reference for a culture. And black culture has now become black. That's what it is to be a black person, is apparently you have to wear this culture on your sleeve. And I have to respect the culture. And no, I don't. You know, not even close to the truth. I don't have to have any respect for it at all. I don't have to have any desire that it survive. I don't have to think it's that any grain of it has any integrity, that any piece of it is useful or human advancing. I could say that every single bit of it is shit. Every single bit of it is demeaning to human intelligence. It's reckless, sloppy, cheap version of a human. I mean, don't speak the language, don't give a shit about the rules, don't pay attention to anything at all. just be a nigger chasing sluts and whores. What the fuck is that? That's a culture? No, that's shit. So anyway, see, was there any point in me expressing my honest opinion? Yeah, no, probably not. Does it do any good? No. Is it a conversation people can have honestly? No. So, it just triggers. And again, you could go on the tranny culture. It's gotten way out of control. You know, they think everybody should be obsessed with their little emotional, frankly, problems. And it's their emotional problems. We all have physical things that either work well for us or don't work well for us. There's tall people inside of short people. It's just a fact, okay? There's people who want to play basketball and they're 5'3". It's a fact, okay? And you have to deal with the facts as they are. Your circumstances. And you just can't wish stuff away. And you certainly can't oblige other people to wish it away for you. I mean, they really don't have an obligation to sit around all day moaning and lamenting, oh, the poor struggles. No, they don't have to do that. And they certainly don't have to pay for your problems. You don't really have an obligation because you want to have a pet that you can force your neighbor to subsidize, okay, the expenses of it. Or you like sports, like going to baseball games, and you can steal the money out of your neighbor's pocket to subsidize your stadiums and your silly recreation. This is all bullshit. It's very challenging to challenge any of these clubs because it's like gang warfare. I mean, there's reds, blues, greens, purples, pinks, and they all have power. They all have enough members that you can't piss them off or they'll come and kill you. And that's all we sort of exist in now is a bunch of cultures, okay, that, will, if it's to their advantage, annihilate the other toll cultures. I mean, it's like how people glamorize the life of the chimpanzee, the bonobos, the peaceful bonobos, just being a bunch of, sexually liberated, so they're just peace and love. When no, they go out just like every other chimpanzee and they have to annihilate the competitors. Every now and then they have to go on a genocidal raid to maintain territory. It's not this blissful, wonderful life. And again, it was like that for the Native Americans. We have this glamorized view, but the fact was that the males died young. The only ones who lived to be old were chiefs and stuff because all the rest of them were out killing each other. That was part of the routine. Just a fact. Yeah. Because if you're at all successful and you build any kind of functioning tribe, the fact is you'll overbreed. and eventually you're going to have to kill your own kids. So to speak, your nephews and nieces. So that was a dangerous bit of rhetoric, honest statement. Okay. But again, like I said, I can find fault with all kinds of cultures, but I'm not making any kind of statement that there's an inferior race or there's an inferior, beyond just saying retards are inferior. Yes, it's just true. Okay, and we shouldn't breed retards. It's not a good idea. We shouldn't make more retards. That would be stupid. Okay, but people with a functioning brain can be anything. And that's a fact. People can speak the language and they can communicate and talk about how to design an economic system, talk about how to design a culture and, have moving sidewalks or some other thing. We can all have a conversation about what enhances lives and what degrades your life. And, how low airplanes should fly. We can all have a conversation about it, just exactly how that should all work to maximize the efficiency, to get people where they want to go without them dumping jet fuel in your living room, some kind of crap like that. These are all rational conversations. If you're capable of doing that, then you're capable of being culturally anything. And you don't really have to come to the table wearing some sort of identity on your sleeve. You can just be a thinking, living organism attempting to communicate with the other aliens in some sort of way, okay, that doesn't require you to keep saying, but I'm human, or whatever you are, whatever your identity is. I'm not for obliging anybody to, pretend you're heterosexual or pretend this or pretend that. You don't have to pretend anything. You can pretend you're a squirrel. That's okay with me. You can be anything you want to be. And certainly culture shouldn't say, you can't do that. But we don't have an obligation to feed you nuts, and make you a nest and, we don't have to do any of that shit. No. We don't have to bow to the fact that you want to be a squirrel. All right. Just the truth. There's two points, right? there's the point that you have to give the respectable part of a human being respect. You don't have to respect the not necessarily respectable parts. And we can disagree reasonably on, have reasonable conversations about whether or not all humans should be fat or whether all humans should be thin. We can have a conversation about it. What's the better form? Is one happier than the other? Can you mitigate against any of the minor little health problems, I guess, or something? Can you figure out a way to do it and say, okay, it really doesn't matter which way it turns out, because you can make both of them work, both forms work. Because frankly, humans can find fat very sensual. They can. I really can't make it work. But there certainly are people, and there certainly are people raised in a culture that reveres it almost. It becomes a fact. It's just like the generational thing. You could say, in the 60s, the definition of an attractive woman was very different, than it was in the 40s or in the 80s, or the nows. Now doesn't really even have a definition, I guess. I mean, that's because of this cultural diversity. There is no, you can't really even say there is a dominant culture anymore. It's really getting, the melting is happening. And the melting isn't emerging, it's a blending. And, the blending isn't necessarily, again, it's just making mutts, so to speak. And I think it could be argued in a non-eugenics way that as a practical matter, it's probably best to deliberately breed rather than randomly breed, okay? That you're probably going to optimize some functionality like longevity and health and different things that would be universally understood as good things, and kind of winnow out the things that could be universally understood to be negative things, like having seizures or, some other genetic disorder. So I did, in a sense, this video, I did want to perform the act of being stupid, okay, in the sense of bad strategy. Because I don't think this subject needs to be touched. I don't think I need to talk about how people are all full of shit when they talk about their diversity, and that they really would just like to take over the world, and they're just lying when they say, for them, respecting diversity means respect their diversity. it really doesn't mean respect all the other diversity, but they're just using the advantage that can be gained by pretending to be allies. So it's almost like in the war, World War II, you know, Patton really wanted to kill the Russians. I mean, the Nazis were bad, but oh, he really wanted to kill Russians, the commies. You know, so I mean, this whole, even though these people are fighting and dying in huge numbers for his cause, you know, he's just got this back plan that as soon as I get this Hitler fucker, I'm going to kill them Russians. You know, I mean, what the fuck? So, I mean, yeah, people are all so full of shit, you know, in terms of their agenda, the real agenda. And there's just very little capacity for the real conversations to ever take place because the reactionaries have to stop it. They know that any real conversation means all of these fringe piles of shit aren't probably going to win in a real fight. So in a real fight, to say, oh, is this what we should be breeding, or is this what we should be encouraging in human beings? Is this how we should be raising human beings? And all those conversations, this bullshit agenda, wouldn't hold up. You know, there's just so, you know, like I said, if you mention anything, it just triggers people, so you can't mention anything. But I mean, just the whole idea of, you know, transgender people. I mean, there was a, you know, a protest where they actually said, we're coming for your children. And you're just saying, wow, what a profoundly stupid miscalculation that is, because you're just really saying it. You're really saying that you just, it's almost like they want to force every human being to be the opposite of their natural gender. It's like they imagine a world where that's the perfect world, where everyone has to change their gender. You know, it's, that's makes sense to them in some way, you know, and they literally want to do that to kids. They want to just try to say, you're really a girl, aren't you? You're really a girl, aren't you? You had a thought, didn't you? Yeah, you're a homo. You just don't know it. I mean, they really are saying that's what they want to do. You know, I guess it's just because their adolescence was so confused that they don't understand that some confusion in terms of orientation is completely natural, that every person has to, you're not born horny, you know, to fuck the other sex. It doesn't happen that way, okay? You don't become sexually, you don't identify things as sex objects, you know, until you go through that maturation process. And for everybody, it's probably a different little time, but I mean, you know, there was a day, you know, when I was 11 years old, where all of a sudden, I knew what girls were for. Before that, okay, it's a little bit interesting, but they really weren't fuckable. And all of a sudden, they were. And it was just a fact. That, yeah, I'm just saying that, I mean, you know, clearly, if you asked me the day before, I wouldn't be able to say I was a heterosexual. I would say I don't like either one of them. Okay, I want a third choice, please, because I'm really not interested in either one. Give me another choice. And that's what people will actually do now, right? So give them you're really a squirrel. Oh, it's just so bad. All right, anyway. But so, yeah, so this is a subject. You can't talk about anything, because the reactions will be, he's talking against us, he's a threat to us, other people are going to think that we're out of control lunatics, you know, and they're going to react, you know. He's going to identify us as the monsters we are in some respects, right? Like the Muslims, you know. Oh, it's just, you know, what people defend, just amazing. Anyway, all right, take a pause and then I'll be back. Ugh, fuck. All right, so I guess I should emphasize again that it's not about race. It's about culture. And part of the evidence I would give to that is that I find, you know, white people, okay, there's lots of them here, who have totally embraced black culture. I mean, in the sense of they even though they don't have hair for it, they've, you know, got their do thing, you know, and they're playing their music way too loud, and it's music full of nigger whore slut, nigger whore slut, nigger whore slut, nigger whore slut. I mean, you know, that's all it is. Blaring, okay, as they shuffle down the street. Okay, so it's clearly cultural. It's clearly a manifestation of something completely disconnected from anything called a skin color. It has shit to do with that. It doesn't have anything to do with African descent. It doesn't have anything to do with any of that crap. All right. You can go to South Africa and people aren't doing black culture. Okay. Well, I don't know how much of it spread there now. American culture, black culture. It's not a racial subject. Okay, the subject is this great performing human being? And my simple answer is, fuck no. Okay, now I'll take another pause. Just wanted to make sure, again, this has nothing to do with race. All right, so finishing up. So I just thought of the Asian thing, too, because that's another interesting thing. Because I always had a great appreciation. I really liked the fact that there were certain facts about the Japanese culture, you know, that people didn't need to shoot each other. They were, in many ways, be inconvenienced by each other. They tolerated all that, way overcrowded, lots of things. And the temperament was that the system is more important than the individual. And that these are the things this is the tiny price you pay, okay? And so they toporary their life, you know, they create their environment internally as much as they can in the space they're provided and all that kind of crap. But if there's an elegance, a reverence for the traditions in the past, but not being glued to it, accepting technology and all of that stuff, being almost in love with it, and you could argue in the last half of the 19th century, everything good that technically happened came out of Japan, and you know, the other, like I said, the other cultures, the other Asian cultures, all had some elements of this kind of cleanness about it, efficiency. And then, as the economic pressures become stronger and stronger, a lot of that is lost in the Chinese example, for example, because, you know, it's very dirty, very kind of ugly by comparison. Not casting any, like I said, it's not their fault. It's just that it's this, you know, they became the economic basement, you know, the place where you hide all the ugly defects of modernization and technology, all the pollution, all the bad stuff. And now, you know, you see it here where, you know, it was sort of ugly to think of the McDonald's in Japan, you know, the whole, you know, and then they got American and they started just doing this candy kind of thing. Everything became candy. Everything has to be bright colors and trivial and, you know, superficial. And, you know, you're just, it's kind of just such a degrade in the culture in some ways. Now, part of that was liberation, but part of it was just, ew. But you can sort of see it now, you know, there's lots of cat videos online, and it's, you know, a large percentage of them are these, you know, Japanese people who are really quite devoted. I mean, the cats are perfectly manicured, and they have perfect little cat environments, and you know, the attention to detail is just so admirable. You know, even in the maintenance of their pets. So I mean, there's these elements of culture, and part of it is just so ugly when you see some of that degrade, and then you see the people who have chose to emigrate, and in some cases you see where they've clung to that culture and they're still going to be, they're still going to identify with some of those themes or principles or ideals, and so they, you know, you can see their Asianness, and the others who have just become pigs, you know, they're just like all the rest of the conniving, scheming people who throw litter out their window, you know. And again, it's all just a cultural, it's just about what narrative is running in their head. It's about the story in their head. It has nothing to do with the book or the cover. It has nothing to do with the substance. It just has to do with the stupid words in the book. There's great books that have great words, and there's shitty books that have shitty words. And that's all it is. It's not about the books. It's about the fucking words in the book. It's about what people have attached to as conditioned and I'm trying to kind of think of what, there's the conditioned part, okay, the subjective taste, the foods they've raised on, or this, that, or the other thing, and you know, your taste in those kind of things, and then there's the brain taste that is your understanding and how your understanding tempers your the rest of your senses and the rest of their and how they function and how you function with them, and it just seems to me, just my opinion, that it's just a huge degrade, that nothing better came out of the mixture. It's not a good mutt. You should have found a better way to blend these cultures. We blended them poorly. And it seems like in both cases, the culture is diminished rather than enhanced. Okay, that's probably enough. So the point is that obviously this whole conversation doesn't really have much to do with me trying to get across to people that you should be thinking, thoughtful, future-looking, careful, humble people. You should try to maximize how you push the buttons on the world. The world is going to do something, and it's going to do it because we're pressing the buttons on it. And the fact is, you don't want to hit hysterical overreaction button. You don't want to hit the wrong buttons and just make things worse. You don't want to say something like, "We're coming for your children." I mean, that's just really stupid. You know, you got a bunch of Trumpers just dying to crush you, and you're just sitting there just saying, you know, you're taunting them. What the fuck? How stupid are you? But then somebody could ask me the same question. That's the problem. You know, that in living out the fact that I just hate the idea of having my thoughts controlled by trolls and overreactionary kooks, it's just, it's so demeaning to have to just don't say anything. Just shut up. Fuck it. No. Fuck that. So again, I'm provoked to say, fuck that, okay? I really don't want to be controlled by this, the fact that shit stinks, and I just have to accept it does. Yeah, and, but I can't. So I'm sitting here trying to play the smart game on a dumb board, and it just can't do it. The principled game, let's say, or the, I'm trying to play an honest game, and I just hate that I have to be dishonest to win. Ooh, that's just such an ugly fact. If it's a fact, I mean, it's just so ugly. Ooh, I have to fake it. Ooh. Ew. Yeah. ew. I just think, no, there's got to be a way where I don't have to do that. But there's every evidence you do. Because there's every evidence that these cheaters will distort and pervert anything you say and use it to their advantage. And so the Trumpers will take the video of the protesters saying, we're coming for your children. They'll make big giant posters and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And you just, you know, you're not allowed to make these kinds of strategic mistakes. And that sucks. All right. So that's probably enough of a video. So, yeah, this is just part of the process, is me explaining my predicament in this. So I'm just, this is a video about, yeah, my predicament, that I can't say things exactly how I want to say them. I can't say them as directly as I'd like to say them. Can't do a lot of things because I know way too many of the morons. I'll take it the wrong way. Or use it to their advantage the wrong way. So, whatever. That's the way things is. Yeah, so my next video will be a complete fake one. Yeah, I'll be completely obedient to the strategy of just manipulating the dumb morons. I'll say, you know, I'll trick them and bait them and, yeah, do all of that crap. Oh, God. I probably won't. But I'm just saying, obviously my intelligence is saying, that's the agenda, asshole. If you want to win, that's what you're going to have to do. And I just still can't play that. Homie can't play that. Oh, shit. Anyway, till the next time, and such and so forth and whatnot. Another video, blah, 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 blah. Take it for what it's worth, you know. I just think it's always a good thing for everybody, anybody to be, even me, to be reminded that you, the you know, what that thing out there does has nothing to do with what you do. You control you in the sense that you control them. And if you can stop them from triggering you by not triggering them, obviously that's a good plan. All right, anyway. Till the next time. And such. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I really think that's enough. Okay. Ciao. See all these little cultural things, yeah. Adios. Hasta la mañana or something, or vista. What do the French say? Bonjour or something, I think. All right. Hello, goodbye, same thing. Something like that.